DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Jesse Newell joins us on the hotline. I mistakenly said the Chiefs are on the verge of playing 3 games in 10 days. They're in the midst of playing 3 games in 10 days. They have Houston coming up Saturday. Jesse, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
So I'm going to save a question for Jeff because he thinks he's going to word this question in an exquisite way. So we'll judge that after he asks the question. So I'll just start off asking you, how important is it in your estimation, after seeing what the Chiefs did last year, going on the road and sweeping and getting to the Super Bowl and winning, how important is it, is home field to this team?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I think more than that is the bye, to be honest with you guys. You know, I remember doing the math and the studies. I talked to Aaron Schatz of FTN Fantasy, who does all the DVOA numbers, and he talked about how, you know, the Chiefs went through the toughest path in playoff history and to win the Super Bowl last year if they were going to make it, and they ended up doing it. I just don't think you can rely on that again. And then, you know, seeing how these other teams have played in the AFC, plus we sort of know at least some of the vulnerabilities of the Chiefs based off of what we've seen from their line and, you know, from just the offense in general. I think they need the bye this year. I think if they want to give themselves the best, the truest chance of doing this three-peat, I don't think that they can rely on hoping for a miracle run at the end and hoping that everything falls their way like it did a season ago. So the other part of this, and then kind of I mentioned this with the bye, is like right now in position to get the 7 seed would be probably either the Chargers or the Broncos, most likely the Broncos. And we know how the Chiefs have performed at home against those teams. I mean, it either took a blocked field goal or a doinked field goal for them to beat both of those teams at home. And so you just take that out of the equation. If it's a 60-40 game or 65-35 game or 70-30 game, whatever that is, if you have the bye, you don't have to play it. And a team like the Bills does have to play it. So I do think it's important for this year's team, plus just another week of rest. We saw what a guy like Travis Kelce could do on an extra week of rest last year. If this team gets that, I think it'd be a big advantage.
Yeah, Jesse, listen to how good this question is.
He tried it on me, and it's really, really well worded. Here we go.
So do the Chiefs have more to gain with that potential top seed in the bye by sending Patrick Mahomes out there for these next two and three games, especially on short rest for the second one, or more to lose by sending him out there and potentially he gets a little more banged up, maybe that ankle sprain gets worse? How do you gauge that?
Well, first, Jesse, you're a longtime journalist, as I am, and as is Jeff. That might have been the wordiest question I've ever heard, but go ahead and answer it.
Thank you. Well, I could tell it was premeditated and a lot of work went into it, so that was good.
Yes, thank you.
I appreciate the effort. No, I mean, you're going to tell how well it was worded is that basically Mahomes just got asked that same question here about an hour ago.
Thank you.
Here at the Chiefs facility, and his answer I thought was pretty telling. Like, listen, Patrick's a really smart guy. He understands what's going on. He understands the math of this. And he got asked about that. Hey, it's short rest. The playoffs are coming. How do you view this whole thing kind of through that lens? And he said, look, if the Chiefs win two of their next three games, or if they win their next two games, they got a lot of time off where he can heal it. You know what I mean? Where he can heal up his ankle. You know, he can get it better, and they can get the one seed with it. So, yeah, I think right now this is kind of a grit your teeth and play moment for Mahomes. Now, can he re-injure it worse? I mean, I don't know. He's played on it before, and you know, he's had those instances, you know, where he got pushed out of bounds and hobbled off the field, but then came back on. You know, this has happened in the past for him. So I don't know if the risk of re-injury for the ankle is high. Where the risk of injury might be high is that right now he's running for his life out there with the offensive line, and you know, he's running for his life when he's been mobile. Now we know he's going to be less mobile. So there is risk there to be like, hey, this guy has needed every bit of how he can maneuver around the pocket to stay upright in these past couple games, and now he doesn't have that at his disposal. So I think he understands the situation here, and I think the Chiefs understand it where I think it goes back to the earlier point. They need the one seed. They need the bye. They've worked to this point. They've gotten all these nice wins, fluky wins, whatever you want to call them, wins that have banked them to 13-1. You know, it would be a real shame to give that away and give that one seed away here late in the season just because, you know, you weren't able to grind through. And we know we're talking about somebody completely different as a human with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I think any other person on the planet probably we're talking about, we're saying, yeah, you're probably going to send him out. You're probably going to be cautious. But this guy doesn't know that. And for whatever, however he does it, he doesn't experience pain like the rest of us. And so, you know, you're kind of expecting Superman, superhuman things, but that's the thing we've seen from Patrick Mahomes, at least throughout his history in Kansas City.
Chiefs are 13-1. They have the Houston Texans coming to town on Saturday. At this news conference you mentioned, it seems like Andy Reid was asked about his confidence in Carson Wentz. And, of course, what's he going to say? He has, quote, full confidence in Carson Wentz, if he is subjected to being out there. How much of that is true? Does he have full confidence? Do the Chiefs have full confidence? Do you have full confidence that Carson Wentz can get them through a rough time if needed?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can tackle it from a couple of angles. I think Carson Wentz is probably the best backup the Chiefs have had with Patrick Mahomes. So I'll start with that. He could start for the Raiders right now, and he'd be the best option by far. He could probably start for about 5 to 10 teams out there and be really good for them. And, heck, he might not be a backup next year. He might go sign somewhere to go be potentially in the starting mix. And I know Andy Reid kind of didn't even really mask him saying that, is that, you know, he's kind of surprised that this guy's here with them because he feels like there's other teams that could use him. So I think there is confidence in him, and I do think that they you know, sign him for a moment like this, but he's better than Henny. He's better than Blaine Gabbert. I mean, he's better than the guys they previously had. So I think all that's true. But, I mean, like, it's sort of like if we want to talk about Joe Tooney playing left tackle. Like, Andy Reid keeps complimenting Joe Tooney on his availability to do that and his attempt to try to do it and, you know, learning it in 1 week or relearning it and his, you know, willingness to do that for the team. Like, all that is fine and good, and that's correct, but it doesn't mean Joe Tooney played good left tackle for the Chiefs last game with Myles Garrett. You know, he tried the best he could, but he's not an NFL left tackle. And so I would say the same thing about Carson Wentz. Like, we can say that he's good and the best backup that they've had and probably the 25th best quarterback on the planet, but he's not Patrick Mahomes. And that's why you see the Vegas line move 6.5, 7 points in the Texans' direction, because they're figuring that either – you know, Mahomes probably isn't going to play, or if he's not going to play, that he's going to be limited with his mobility. And beyond that offensive line, it's going to be a problem, especially against the Houston Texans pass rush, which is, you know, stop me if you've heard this one before, one of the Chiefs' opponents having one of the best pass rushes in the NFL. So I think all those things can be true at the same time. I thought he played well when he came in the fourth quarter, Carson Wentz did. I think that, again, I would take him over Henny. I would take him over Gabbert. I'd take him over a lot of the guys that have backed up Patrick Mahomes before, but I don't know if that, quote, complete confidence, you know, makes up for the touchdown in plays that Patrick Mahomes gives you, you know, above and beyond what an average or slightly below average NFL quarterback would be. So the big thing, I think, this week, and Mahomes even said it himself, is he said he doesn't want to hurt the team by being out there. Like, if his mobility is so bad that he can't execute handoffs and he can't execute rollouts, those sorts of things, then he'll have to turn the keys over and give it to Carson Wentz and give the team the best chance to win. But again, just knowing this guy and knowing the history and knowing how he reacts to pain compared to the rest of us mere mortals, I think he's going to play. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be out there. He's going to play, and he might not look exactly like himself, but he'll probably still be pretty good.
I obviously agree that getting that bye in the number one seed is really important, but looking ahead to a potential game with Buffalo, does it matter necessarily where that game is played? I just feel like Buffalo, they've allowed a lot of points the last two games. I get that, but the Chiefs don't really seem capable of scoring that many points or getting into a game like that. And I think Buffalo, their offense is better than the Chiefs' defense, and their path potentially with the Chargers and Pittsburgh, maybe. I don't know. Just is that a good matchup for the Chiefs? Jesse understands what I'm saying.
So I think this is why, again, we're all circling back to why the one seed is important. Maybe most important, when I just talked about, hey, the Chiefs, if they're the two seed, they don't want to play the Broncos in round one at Arrowhead. You know what I mean? You're probably, you know, 30% to lose that game because they almost lost it before. Maybe should have lost it before. I mean, I know they executed the play on the field goal block, but I mean, that's not something you can bank on every single time. But if the Chiefs get the one seed, then the Bills have to do that. You know what I mean? And upsets happen. Things happen in the NFL playoffs. And so I think for the Chiefs right now, as it's trending, I would guess they would be about a 1-point home underdog against the Bills right now. If they played them in the AFC Championship game, whereas, you know, you flip that game over to Buffalo, you're now talking, you know, 4, 4.5, 5 points, something like that. So that's a big deal to start with. You know, you're up in your chance of winning that game, at least from what Vegas would say, from, you know, 25-30% to 35-40-45%, which is a big deal based on how those teams are injury-wise going into that game. But even more importantly than that, it's sort of like, you know, the March Madness. I mean, sometimes teams go on runs when they hit a 16 seed and then a 9 seed and then an 11 seed and then a 12 seed. And all of a sudden you're in the Final Four, and the teams that played 1-8-4, you know, played 16-8-4-2 and have, you know, beaten themselves up to get there, or they don't even make it at all because they had a tough road. So I think for the Chiefs, that's why this is important. You know, give the Bills the onslaught. Give them the extra game. Give them the tough path. Give them the thought that they have to come back to Arrowhead Stadium where they never seem to win in the playoffs. And so I do think it's important this time around. And for the Chiefs, it's just sort of a math game right now. It's a math game of percentages. And right now, you know, if we're just being completely honest with ourselves, you know, we see what they look like on offense. It was a great week for the defense, but over the course of the last 5 weeks, you know, they've been down as well. This team right now is just not statistically quite what the Bills are. And so you're going to have to give yourself every advantage possible in that sort of matchup. And if the Chiefs get the one seed, obviously that's something that would be majorly in their favor. Added to the sort of karma and juju that they have against the Bills in the postseason, that could take you a long way if you, those two teams need to meet up in the AFC Championship game.
Jesse Newell, our guest. One final question for Jesse as the Chiefs prepare for Houston coming up Saturday at Arrowhead Stadium. Let's assess the acquisitions, in-season acquisitions of Kareem Hunt and DeAndre Hopkins. Neither have eye-popping numbers, but both have really good numbers, and both have been extremely valuable. When the story of the 2024 Chiefs is written, how prominent are those two players?
Really prominent. I would, especially with Hopkins, because in a moment where the Chiefs had lost so many receivers and so many weapons, I mean, I consider him wide receiver one. I know Xavier Worthy's come on lately, and they're using him on more short routes, getting him in the football, utilizing him in space, which has been great for his development. But part of that development also is a veteran like DeAndre Hopkins being in the building with him and also taking some pressure off of him in a moment in, you know, week 10, week 11, week 12, when they need somebody to come in here and take a greater target share as Xavier Worthy was kind of finding his way. So you add that to Kareem Hunt, who, you know, came off his couch literally. He told us, you know, comes off his couch and comes in and just takes a beating for the Chiefs and was gaining the yards that were blocked, helped them through a stretch. And it seems like a long time ago now, but there was a big stretch of the season where they were just relying on their run game, and that was the way they were grinding out games alongside, you know, clutch third down plays and defensive plays in the clutch when they needed them too. So, yes, two very good acquisitions. The other thing I think we need to look at real quickly too is what other guys that were traded to other teams have done. And guys like Deontay Johnson have not worked out. Guys like Amari Cooper, you know, have barely gotten snaps. A guy like Davante Adams, you know, cost a fortune, did not turn the Jets' fortunes. So when looking at this as a whole, what did the Chiefs give up and what did they get out of it? I think you put their receivers that they got in DeAndre Hopkins among the best at the cost among the lowest. So that is a big win for the Chiefs front office. And when we do talk about this season at the end, I think that's one of the major things we'll look at and say the Chiefs got this one right.
Thank you, Jesse. We always appreciate your time and willingness to come on. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.